From Tidbits on November 19th, 2007, this is the audio version of iPhone 1.1.2 Ships, OS 10 Recaptured Briefly, written by Glenn Fleischman. Apple has released iPhone 1.1.2 and iPod Touch 1.1.2 software via iTunes to patch a severe flaw in the image library used to handle TIFF images. This flaw was used by iPhone hackers to jailbreak the iPhone and required simply visiting a specially crafted web page. The freed iPhone could then run arbitrary software. This was a severe flaw, as it would allow any malicious web page to hijack an iPhone's operating system. The patch disables jailbreaks and prevents malicious efforts, too. There's no link to the software download. iPhone and iPod Touch software updates are retrieved and installed via iTunes only. However, independent iPhone iPod Touch developers are a step ahead of Apple. Jailbreak software for 1.1.2 is already available. It requires you perform a preparatory step with the iPhone 1.1.1 software in place before the upgrade. There are instructions for downloading to 1.1.1 to perform this step. I followed the instructions to enable my hacked iPhone with 1.1.1 software to continue running third-party software with 1.1.2, but it didn't work. I had to perform a complete restore and then retrieve a backup from iTunes. The iPhone 1.1.2 software was first seen in the UK on iPhones sold there last week, as the update includes support for languages other than English and activation of the iPhone with carriers outside of the United States. A battery indicator for the device now appears next to its name in iTunes, and the iPod Touch gained the initially missing capability to create events in the calendar application. Apple seeded the 1.1.2 software to a publicly downloaded location on its servers, but didn't release it in its security note or trigger the software update notification mechanism in iTunes until November 12, 2007. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. I really like the concept that the iPod Touch can finally create events in the calendar app.